This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. State lawmakers could put new restrictions on how produce is branded. The bill aims to keep vendors from falsely claiming their food is grown in Colorado. Democratic Representative Matthew Martinez of Monte Vista is a sponsor.
We're not only protecting our producers growing foods that we love here in Colorado, but also the consumer and making sure that they know when somebody says that it is Pueblo Chile, Palisade peaches, Rocky Ford cantaloupe, they know what they're getting and they know that it was grown right here in the state and they're supporting local farmers and ranchers.
The bipartisan bill unanimously passed the State House and is awaiting a Senate vote. Spending time outside is a big and growing business in our region, but as the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, broader economic headwinds are posing challenges.
Outdoor recreation generated $1.3 trillion in economic output in 2024 and supported more than 5 million jobs. The new data comes from the Federal Bureau of Economic Analysis. Jessica Turner is the president of the Outdoor Recreation Roundtable. She says the industry remains a major economic driver, but growth is starting to cool because of inflation and tariffs.
Affordability and uncertainty weighed on purchases and trips. These trends are still being experienced today. Wallets are thinner, trips are shorter, and purchases are fewer.
In the Mountain West, snow sports and hunting, shooting, and trapping are big money makers. Outdoor recreation plays the largest role in state economies in Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. Nevada and Arizona saw some of the fastest growth. And Colorado has the 10th largest outdoor economy in the country. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Some folks in the Denver metro area might see a huge plume of smoke north of the city. Don't worry, the Aurora Fire Department says the smoke is from a prescribed burn at Rocky Mountain Arsenal. This is CPR News in KRCC.